way. It's all good. I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like Lazarus, I have been dead before. Many times. Many times I have been dead. Well, not literally, but I think you get the drift here. I've been down below, right? In an abyss, when it seemed like there was no hope left for my life. I've been down there. But there has been nothing yet strong enough to keep God's grace down, to keep me from coming back to life. I've been Lazarus before, stuck in a tomb, a tomb of my own making, the tomb of the world around me. I've been Lazarus, bound up, dead, long enough for a stench to be coming out. I've been there where it felt like my life was hopeless. No future. Nothing ahead of me. Nothing to look forward to. No life to embrace. I've been there, so despondent at points in my life that I thought about going to sleep and not waking up, thinking that was the best thing that could ever happen to me. I know some of you feel that too. Some of you feel that heaviness in your life. You feel so heavy that you just want to escape. You feel that gloomy, musty tomb. That one held me once, like Lazarus, like everyone in human history who could not see the beauty of life. I know some of you have been there too. Maybe you're there now. When you've been down at the bottom, when you've been searching for the fountain of life and you find it and it's all dried up, when it feels like there's nothing left. I've been where you are. I've been there many times in my life. Chief among them, perhaps, was struggling to overcome my addiction to alcohol. I've been there, bound up by something that kept me from walking in life in fullness. I've been there, and yet, pretty soon, less than a month, 9 years sober, friends, because of the grace of God. I've been dead many times, but there's nothing yet strong enough to keep me down. You see, in these strange days, stranger still, every waking moment, life sometimes feels like perpetual death. When it's struggle after struggle, one battle after another, when it's staying broken down and getting kicked when you're down, life can feel like that. That was Lazarus's experience. Stuck in a tomb, so dead the stench was coming forth. So dead, his sisters, who believed in the power of Jesus Christ to do anything and everything, stood before that tomb and said to Jesus, "Why bother? The stench is already here. Why bother?" Which is to say, I do think there's a limit to your power, Jesus. Hopeless. Despondent. Unable to see that life was there waiting for Lazarus, waiting for them, waiting for the entire cosmos. They couldn't see it. They couldn't believe it. I mean, who could blame them? Jesus surely didn't. He didn't judge them for their despondency. He didn't judge them for their hopelessness. He didn't judge them for their pain or their fatigue or their inability to do anything other than weep. He did not judge them. In fact, he wept with them. And then he showed them life anyhow. You see, I've been down there at the bottom, and I know you have been too. Some of you there are there stuck now in a tomb like Lazarus. See, time and again in my journey to find life amidst sobriety, I was almost there where I could see the light just outside the tomb, and then I would roll the stone back because I preferred the comfort of the death that I knew rather than embracing the life that was ahead of me that I did not know nor could I control. See, all of us have things that beset us, that come against us, personally, socially, culturally, around the world, in our community, things that make us feel swallowed up by death's abyss when we feel like those bones that Ezekiel saw, dried up, waiting for life, waiting for breath. I've been there But here I stand, triumphant over it. There you sit, triumphant over whatever the worst thing you've ever had to endure is. And if you've listened to me preach before, or you've sat with me in pastoral care, you know that one of the things that I like to say and to remind us all of is that the worst thing that has ever happened to us did not break us, because here we are. Is that not life amidst the tombs of death, friends? That you have chosen to live your life such as you've come here on a Sunday morning looking for new ways to celebrate life, looking for ways to celebrate hope amidst the hopelessness, looking for grace to take out and give to people who hurt like you and me. Whatever the worst thing is that tried to keep you in a tomb has not triumphed. I have been released. You have been released. Here we sit. Here at least one of us stands, holding in our hands the very power of life that brought Jesus Christ forth from the tomb, that brought Lazarus forth from the tomb, that called creation into being. So the question, my friends, is what are we going to do with this life in this holy space? Sit for a moment and dwell on the words from Paul, that the very spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you. The very spirit that broke the bonds of death, hell, and the grave is in you. Or to quote him more directly, the Spirit of God dwells in you. It dwells in you. It dwells in you. It dwells in you. And you. And you. And every single person in here. Every one of you is no mere human being. You are a vessel of the very presence of God. Not the power, not an echo, not a glimmer, not a shadow, but the very dwelling place of God on this earth. You have not come here, friends, only to have your wounds bandaged up by a loving, tender Jesus this morning. You've also come here because once those wounds have been bandaged up and you've been reinvigorated, you get to be sent forth from here to give this very power to the world out there, to go out into that world of death knowing that each and every one of us possess the very spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. How different might your life look, your day look, if you begin by believing that about yourself, by affirming that about yourself, not the worst things about yourself, not your flaws, not the parts about yourself that you hate or despise. I'm an expert at that, friends. It's no good. But I'll tell you what. To stand before a mirror and affirm your divine goodness will change you. To embrace who God has already called you and made you to walk in your fullness will change you. What if you begin every moment, every day, embracing this life within? You are not stuck in a tomb. You are not stuck under the tidal waves of an abyss that cascade upon you at every moment. You are not crushed, friends. You stand above it, reinvigorated. You stand above it, full of the life that called Lazarus from the grave. You stand above it, full of the life that called Jesus from the grave, with the life that stitched bone and sinew and muscle together and gave hope to that raving prophet. That's the life within you this morning, friends. And nothing can take that away. Nothing. So go forth from this place knowing who you are a vessel of the power that broke death, hell, and the grave. I've been dead many times, friends, but there's been nothing yet strong enough to keep me down. That's the same power that you take into the world. Live, dear people of God. Live and know your worth. Live, dear people of God. Live and know your power. Live, dear people of God, and remember that there is nothing, not a single thing, yet strong enough to keep you down. Amen.